Parshas Re'eh. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going through his final days and giving Klal Yisrael Musar and Hadracha before he dies, and he's giving them his final words, final thoughts over here. So one of the things he says, a foundational concept in this week's parsha, is Ma Hashem Shoyel Mimcha. What is Hashem asking from you? Vati Yisrael. What is Hashem asking from you? Kiyum Li Yiras Chai. Just have Yiras Hashem. That's it. That's all you need to do. Just have Yiras Hashem and everything else. So the question is, Yiras Hashem, so just close the five books of Moses, right? Yiras Hashem, that's all we need. You have a whole Torah, though. 613 mitzvahs. So it doesn't mean that's all you need to do. You got to have a lot more than just Yiras Hashem.
It's fundamental for the other.
It's fundamental, right? Oh, okay. So I want to focus on that. So yesterday, I had this, I had somebody who was talking to me about, he's looking to hire another salesman. He's not so happy with his current sales. He's asking me for advice. So, his sales guy, he said that, he's good. He knows how to do sales. He knows how to do the process. He knows how to make the phone calls. He goes in. He's selling a product that he's going to doctor's offices to sell a product to get patients involved.
It's a medical product.
It's a medical product, yeah. So, he said that the guy's doing his job. He said, well, he doesn't feel, something's missing. So I said, do you ever go through his, records, his logs? Does he, he has a what's called a CRM, which is it captures the all the database of all the people he goes to and what their status is, what the story is. I said, did you ever go through that with him? It's a software, yeah.
CRM.
It's a sales software. He said, yeah. Actually, we have software that he never uses it. He doesn't fill it out. I said, that's a red flag. I said, is he looking to do the job and go look at the clock when it's 5 o'clock on the dot? He's out. Is he looking to do the job to help? Does he believe in the product and he believe in what he's selling and wants to be successful and wants you to be successful? Or is he just doing a 9-to-5 job and trying to get paid? And, is he working for himself? Is he working for you? That's what I told him. I said, if he didn't even create sales logs, he doesn't have the CRM at all filled in.
Right.
And I said, he's doing the job just to do the job. I said, if you want to do sales, you got to be passionate about it. You want the company to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I work for a company. One of the companies I do consulting for is the idea of what I'm looking at. What my goal with them is not just to do what they're asking me to do. My goal is to make them successful.
Right.
I want the work that I'm doing for them to be much safer. The companies that they're working with, that they're hiring me to monitor and check in.
You understand it very well.
I'm making logs.
You should see what this guy said. What's your goal?
What is the goal? What is your ultimate goal?
What's your ultimate goal?
So you can take, and I thought this was a foundational conversation, because when I apply yesterday's conversation with this guy to this week's parasha, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about. What's your ultimate goal? Yes, we have 613 mitzvahs. We have five books of Moses. We have Shulchan Aruch. We have a whole definition of a lifestyle of Torah. But what's your ultimate goal? Is it Ki'im Li'ra Yisrael? Are you working for yourself? Are you working for Hashem? Are you working to is your ultimate goal, Yiras Hashem, is your ultimate goal to have a fulfilled life in a Derech HaTorah, or are you just doing it for yourself? You can live as an Orthodox Jew in 2025, just running through the roads, doing all the motions, not having any connection. Yeah, you're making Shabbos, you're running around, your wife lights candles, you're running to shul, you're doing everything. You can be doing everything, but if you don't have that ultimate goal in mind of Yiras Hashem, you're missing the boat. You're missing the boat. You know, it's like when we fast, right? Hashem doesn't want to see by Yonah, right? By the Hashem didn't see the people of Nineveh that they fasted. It's so that they change the inside. Kir levavchem v'albekdechem, right? Their insides have to change. The fasting itself is nothing. The fasting is to let us give pause to why, what the cause is, what we're doing here. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu's thought. Yes, there is Targ Mitzvahs. There is Chamishachim Shetera. There is a whole set of rules to follow. There is a manual. But what is your ultimate goal? Are you that sales guy who's 5 o'clock, he's looking to leave? Or are you the guy, you want the success of the company? So the success of the company is Yiras Hashem. That's our success of the company. I had a Sheva Brachas last night. It was a family Sheva Brachas. It was a relative that we're not so close with. They live out of town. It's a cousin's son. A cousin's son was getting married, so another cousin of ours who lives in Muncie made a Sheva Brachas here. Because we're local, we went to the Sheva Brachas. And yeah, of course I would come, Then he asked me, he said, do you mind speaking? Do I mind speaking? I don't know the chassan and kala from a hole in the wall. I don't know them at all. What am I going to speak about? Right? He said, I need somebody to speak. I said, find somebody else. Like, Shalach Novi Atishlach. Send somebody else. Anyways, he comes back to me. He says, look, he says, I don't have any other speaker. And I can't have a Shabbat without a speech. He said, you speak, whatever. Can you just do me a favor, please? I realized, Mamash, this part. Ma Hashem Shoel Mimcha. What does Hashem want from me right now? Hashem wants me to do what's right. The idea is what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Ma Hashem Shoel Mimcha. Just think about that whenever you want to do something. Why are you doing it? You're doing it to fulfill yourself needs or your selfish base wants, or you're doing it for a higher purpose. Are you doing it? Are you doing it for the sales of the company? So that's it. What is your ultimate goal? Think about that, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. It's not, you look at Rashi, you look at Midrashim. It says, is Yiras Hashem such an easy thing? So right. It says, Moshe makes it sound like it's so easy. But so they say for Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, it's easy. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is always, he's around Hashem all the time. For us, it's very hard. But you know what? Moshe is telling us, it's very easy also. You know why? All you need to do is whatever you do, think about these words. What does Hashem want from me right now? Whenever you have a decision to make, is this deep down a selfish need that I want? Selfish, is this for a selfish purpose or is it for an ulterior? So when I thought about this, this is what I thought of. It's for now, I need to get up and speak. I said some Shem Baruch Hashem, I gave Diver Baruch to the Chassan Kal, Baruch Hashem worked out.
Yeah.
But that's, I didn't want to. Why didn't I want to? Because I had a good purpose, I had a good answer. But I realized once he said there's no one else to speak, it's not going to be, it's a very small crowd. I realize I got to step up to the plate because Moshe Hashem. So that's the idea. So it's an easy thing to do when you need to make a decision. Just think about those things. Who are we working for? What are we doing? What's our ultimate purpose? What's our ultimate goal? Have a wonderful Shabbos.